Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. So here we are on the eve of the new moon in Virgo. It's late. It's been a day. I had hoped to be doing this a couple of days ago, and it didn't quite come together. And this is all very Virgo, right? Where the sun has been, where we feel the pressure of things that need to be done, and the impossibility of doing it all or measuring up or getting it done. So here I am looking at a rather extraordinary chart for this humble Virgo new moon. This new moon is connected to the key stuff that is going on in the sky right now, and therefore to what's happening in our world on the largest possible stage. So as I dive into the details, understand that though Virgo is a humble sign, at this point in our history, every energy, every expression, every sign is needed. For each lunar phase, I choose a title, a phrase to capture the theme of each sun-moon connection. For a new moon in Virgo, a sign known for humility and service, anxiety, and the desire to keep ducks in rows, a title like fate and free will might seem pretentious, overblown, too much for this place of mutable earth. But as soon as we begin exploring the web of connections woven into this new moon, we'll see the theme is entirely appropriate. The new moon arrives at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time Thursday, which will be just before dawn in my time zone. The moon is dark tonight as I write, the sky clouded, so only a few stars look down. The mountains will most likely be shrouded in fog again in the morning. Sun and Moon will meet at 25 Virgo, close to the end of this sign and within the third decan. If you're not familiar with decans, they are, as the name suggests, 10-degree divisions within the 30 degrees of each sign. The decans themselves have themes, showing how the meaning of each sign develops from its inception at zero to completion at 29. My reference for understanding these divisions is Austin Coppock's book, 36 Faces. In the third decan of Virgo, we confront and are asked to accept the end of all material things, our bodies, everything in the natural world around us, and indeed in the manufactured world, will eventually disintegrate and disappear. The contemporary world treats death and decay as things to be avoided at all costs, yet life could not exist without them. Virgo, in its quiet practicality, knows this, accepts this. Virgo doesn't seek to transcend the realities and limitations of life. She simply wants to make things as workable and as pleasant as possible. This new moon is not alone, not by a long shot. First, there's the trine to the Capricorn group, Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter. So, the ordinary day-to-day focus of Virgo is tied to the powerhouse driving the incredible energies surging through this most challenging year. Trines are ease, flow, support. At this new moon, we will find ourselves choosing our orientation. Are we going along with the dominant paradigm that says capitalist economies are more important than people or the earth? Are we ready to support the status quo? Are we following the guidance of leaders on whom we've depended for years? Or are we choosing a different kind of guidance, the kind that emerges from the earth itself, from an ethic that includes justice, balance, and inclusiveness? If you follow my work, you will likely know which way I lean. It's worth noting, though, that this trine from the new moon to the Capricorn group does not in itself determine our choices. It merely points to the fact they will be made. The new moon is widely opposite Neptune in Pisces. This is a waning aspect, both sun and moon having already passed their exact oppositions. Neptune's influence is pervasive, though, and will still be felt. Neptune cannot in itself predict what any of us will choose. This planet of intuitive guidance and also confusion, of glamour in the magical sense, of creative inspiration, lends itself to conspiracy theories as readily as to glorious visions. New moons are beginnings, times to think of planting seeds. We see already how the seeds we choose for this new cycle are strongly influenced by what has gone before. This is reinforced by the sun-moon square to the nodes of the moon, currently at 24 Sagittarius and Gemini. The new moon is a fated moment, not in the sense of being rigidly predetermined, but in the sense that wherever we find ourselves and whatever we choose will resound, will influence everything around us. Retrograde Mars in Aries, sitting with Black Moon Lilith and Eris, is in conjunct the new moon. This fiery trio pushes awkwardly but insistently against the prudence of Virgo. Do something, Mars shouts. Do it now. And of course, Mars and company squares the Capricorn group, doubling down on Mars' edginess with the Sun and Moon. This won't be a comfortable time. We'll likely feel an itch to know something, decide something, do something, even as we know the time is not yet. Soon, but not yet. With all this fate floating around, where's the free will? There's one more aspect pattern that could be missed in the general melee. Uranus, at 10 Taurus, forms a sesquiquadrate to the new moon and to the south node of the moon, which means Uranus sits at the apex of a Thor's hammer. This is a bit of a game changer because Uranus is the planet of individuation, the force who says, be who you were meant to be who you were born to be. If we view fate as all the influences that brought us to where we are today, then where does free will even come from? Uranus says, free will is the unique combination of those influences that make each one of us a radically individual expression of life. No one, ever, anywhere, is exactly like us. Only we can bring this combination forward into the world. At this Virgo new moon, late in the sign, fully aware of how close we stand to many endings, some desired, some feared, we are invited to take our place in the dance. It doesn't matter how exalted or humble that place might seem. It doesn't matter whether we feel prepared or competent or anything. It only matters that we step in. We're invited to bring our best self to this dance of life. Every day, but especially at this new moon in Virgo. Step in. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a wonderful and amazing dance. There is no doubt that this is an incredibly challenging time, extraordinarily difficult for many. And yet, there are opportunities here to remake our world. And this will only happen if we do things like this, like this new moon in Virgo, when we choose how we're going to orient to the world in front of us and how we're going to dance with it. As always, thank you for listening.